The Washington, D.C.-based organization American Rivers has named the Pearl River among America's most endangered rivers of 2015 because of a project to dam the river near Jackson, Mississippi. The Army Corps of Engineers will be making a decision about the project this year. Last week, the Gulf Restoration Network held a press conference about the project at Dr. Wagner's Honey Island Swamp Tours in Slidell. While busloads of tourists lined up for the first boat ride of the day, the owner of the business, Paul Trahan, was worrying about the future. He says that while the dam would not have an immediate impact, it would significantly slow freshwater flows over time, ruining the estuaries of the Pearl and his business for future generations.
It's going to be, you know, my children that are going to see the swamp die. This doesn't happen overnight. It's not like flipping a switch and everything's dead. It takes a very long time for these things to happen. So, you know, we're not doing this for the people that are standing here today, you know, fighting for this. We're doing this for the kids because they're the ones that's going to not have it.
Other businesses would be affected by the dam as well. Helen Rose Patterson of the Gulf Restoration Network explained that if implemented, the project would present a new threat to crab, shrimp, and oyster populations just 5 years after the BP oil spill.
Just south of here at the coast, fresh water from the Pearl mixes with salt water to create the perfect mix for growing oysters and taking care of the nurseries that grow our crabs, shrimp, and fish that we enjoy. The largest oyster grower and shipper in Mississippi has said that any reduction in the amount of flow freshwater from the Pearl River would immediately impact oyster habitat and devastate the oyster industry for years to come.
Patterson also said that the project would undo many of the benefits of long-term coastal restoration projects downstream, wasting money that the state of Mississippi is spending on environmental protection.
While the Mississippi Development Authority is spending $1 million to help pay for the costs of justifying this dam, the state is also spending $50 million on marsh creation and oyster reef restoration in Hancock County, Mississippi, at the mouth of the Pearl. How we manage fresh water upstream impacts what happens at the coastal end of the Pearl River. Mississippi needs to recognize that it squanders state money when it builds projects that cancel each other out.
Janice O'Berry, who grew up in the area and started the Lower Pearl River Watershed Conservation District in 2011, is hopeful that naming the Pearl amongst America's most endangered rivers will draw attention to the impacts of this project, though this is not the first time that the Pearl has been on American Rivers list.
This will hopefully bring even more awareness to our special ecosystem and what needs to be done to protect it.
This is Jesse Rafer reporting.